come together. I'm Joe Chiarl, Fox News. The words of Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke at the funeral service in Buffalo, New York, for the last of the victims in the supermarket attack who were targeted because they were Black.
I cannot even begin to express our collective pain as a nation for what you are feeling in such an extreme way. To not only lose someone that you love, but through an act of extreme violence and hate.
The vice president urged mourners to stand up for what's right. President Biden will visit Uvalde, Texas tomorrow following this week's school shooting. The Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss.
The answer is taking the guns off the street, and in particular, we need an assault weapon ban. It worked in 1994. It'll work again.
Republicans say there needs to be more funding for mental health services and school security. Hundreds of people turned out in Houston to protest the NRA convention. More than 1,400 flights in the U.S. canceled today. That's in addition to 2,300 yesterday. Fox's Nate Foy has more from New York.
Airlines simply cannot meet the rising consumer demand. We're seeing more cancellations and delays almost every minute. Delta is the most affected airline again, with 9% of its flights canceled, 13% delayed. We're also seeing a lot of delays at United and JetBlue Airlines, with 15 and 37% of their respective flights impacted. The airports most affected right now are LaGuardia and JFK in New York, Newark Airport in New Jersey, as well as the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta and Logan International in Boston.
Meanwhile, AAA says 39 million people are hitting the road this holiday weekend, and they're having to pay a record high price of $4.60 a gallon for gasoline. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A sheriff in central Michigan says a woman and her three young children were shot to death in their home. The suspected gunman, who is her husband, is hospitalized with a gunshot wound to the head. Mecosta County Sheriff Brian Miller says the children killed in the shooting Friday near Big Rapids were all under 10 years old. Police in West Virginia credit a woman carrying a gun with saving 20 to 30 people from a man with an assault-style rifle. Fox's Roger Stern has the story.
It happened outside an apartment complex in Charleston, West Virginia. People had gathered for a party. A man named Kevin Butler drove by and was told to stop speeding around children. He left and returned, and Charleston Police Lieutenant Tony Hazlett says Butler opened fire with an AR-15-style rifle. That's when a woman with a gun shot him dead.
She's just a member of the community who was carrying her firearm lawfully, and instead of running from the threat, she engaged with the threat.
No one else was hurt. Police are not naming the hero gunwoman. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Two people have died in Georgia after two motorboats collided on the Wilmington River near Savannah. Three people remain missing. A mom saves her child from a bear. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
Motherly instinct took over for Samantha Martin of Redmond, Washington, when she rescued her toddler from a bear. This was no teddy bear, but the real deal. Two-year-old Juniper spied the bear snacking on birdseed outside the patio door of their home. She managed to sneak out, screamed at the animal, and began to run towards it. That's when Samantha sprang into action. She ran out between the cub and the kid and snatched her up before before the child could give the intruder a hug. The whole scene was captured by a home security camera. "I didn't really have a lot of thoughts at the moment," said Martin, but her actions spoke louder than words or thoughts. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Shearer, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.